Blog Talk Radio.
Hey girls, and what up dudes? This is your girl Princess with another episode of Truth Heals Hurt Radio. And I am so excited about today's show and today's guest. Jonathan Royal is coming to us, not just with books, beauty, and stuff, but he has a life story to tell. He dibbles and dabbles in the politics. He makes videos that will heal your soul, even if you got an attitude about it. And he doesn't really care. He does things in love, but honey, truth heals hurt. And that is why I'm excited for him to join me on today's show. Go ahead, text Sweet, Facebook somebody, let them know that we are about to start, and you don't want to miss any part of today's show. Hello, 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 everybody. First of all, let me say, this is the first time that people have beat me to the call. It is truly amazing that I'm excited because I get to see the callers. Don't get to see the online people until later. But just to see these many people calling in, it's just amazing. And because I've had it to where we've had a lot of people on the show, but again, nobody has ever beat me to the show. Nobody. So today, my special guest, and I'm so excited because people say I keep it real, but honey, y'all just get ready because I think Jonathan reaches a little bit deeper than me, and he gets us out there. So we're going to be all over the place for those of you that are listening. We don't have no rhythm to this madness today. I'm going to try to get as much out of Jonathan as I can get out of him on this show and probably end up having to ask him to come back again and hang out with me and Dewan so we could just chat and talk it up. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Press. Hey, Dewan. How are y'all?
And then Dewan's line is not open yet. She already on press one. You see what I'm saying, Jonathan? She already pressed one so her line could be open. You see what I'm saying? Already. Let's open up her line.
I was excited about Jonathan.
Oh.
It's a whole bunch of people.
Oh, me. I mean, I'm just no bigger than anybody. I'm just me, you know.
Yeah,
just
but we don't have
me.
A whole lot of people that tell the truth. You know, to be honest with you, it ain't a whole lot of people. Sad, you know, they pick and choose when they want to tell the truth. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to leave Dewan's line open because if not, she's going to press one again. Right, Dewan?
Correct, Princess.
So usually, Jonathan, she helps me. She co-hosts sometimes. So look, I want to do the book first. I'm going to go into order, and then I want to get into your life. Or would you rather tell me something about you first so people can have an idea of who we're talking to?
I'm going to talk about books first.
Okay. So I know just a little bit now. You do reviews for people companies, rather. And when you do the reviews, see, that's why I said I hate that I don't have a Simon & Schuster or something like that because I want you to do review because Jonathan's going to tell y'all the truth about that book. And if it ain't good, it's just really he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you about yourself. And so that's what I like. And so I really wanted him to, like, critique one of my books. But just tell us about that process of how you go through what you do as far as books are concerned and how you help us in the literary world.
Did you want me to talk about books, beauty, and stuff, how I started it as well, too?
Yeah, well, we can come around to that. However, I made no special thing for this show. I want it to be random.
Okay, I'll talk about the books, how I review them, and books, beauty, and stuff as well, how I started as well. So I'll talk about the book reviews first. Basically, when an author sends me a book, because I get a lot of yallies from Simon & Schuster not just Simon & Schuster, Kensington, and probably, like, I have an author over at Macmillan who would send me books sometimes, you know. And I will sit there and read them and review them. I'll probably review them first on Amazon, like write the Amazon review first, because I can just get on there and type it out. But then when I tape it, it's not just me taping the reviews or my facial expression and stuff. It's editing, making sure the opening of the music is right. It's a lot when it comes to video editing as well, when it comes to reviewing books. It's not just reviewing books anymore. There's a lot more behind the scenes behind it as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So once you put it out there, evidently these people trust you to come up with good reviews for them. So they ask, so how did you get started with that?
Well, I've reviewed books here and there, like off and on since 2010, actually. Well, 2009, actually. I used to get books like Zane used to have a thing in her group, Zane Straight Bull Books. Well, I think she does sometimes still. But they used to have an thing, you know, you could win a free book, like, on different posts and stuff when you get, give out free books. So I've just been writing reviews since then. But then also, I'm a huge fan of YouTube. I love YouTube. You know, I watch some of the makeup tutorials and stuff, watch some of, like, the reality show reviews and stuff as well, too. And then, like, some of them will have a book review probably, like, here and there. When I literally mean here and there, I'm literally mean here and there. You won't see them often and things like that. And then looking for book reviewers, it's like I said, here and there, it's like so far in between. Then, especially with African-American book reviewers, it's like you probably like see like one or two who will review like one book or two books and that's it. You don't really hear much. So I'm thinking to myself, why don't I feel that void? You know, I'm an extrovert and I love being, I always like just being in front of the camera, clearly, because I take a lot of pictures, selfies and stuff. And I'm thinking, why not not just do something and bring more awareness to African-American literature, and especially on YouTube. And it's something that has been done slightly before, but it hasn't been, like, really well-known. Like, and I said I'm going to do, like, books. So that's what it started. And I actually started that channel. As a matter of fact, it will be 4 years next month.
Oh, wow. See, I know all that. See, I tried to do a little investigation. Now, so let's get to the beauty, because I got a couple of questions. It's a lot of us don't know how to put on makeup, or, like, we don't know what products would be good for us or something. You know, and I'm one of these people that have tried different things, but I fell in love with MAC. I like the
that's one of my
liquid
favorite brands as well too.
Yeah. So I see you doing the tutorials. I'm like, and then I saw you slay Kim face. I saw you slay.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I need my face. Wait a minute. How far I got to go? But I'm over in El Paso, so it'll take me some days to get my face slayed. But I was looking at it and I was saying, she looks so natural. She don't look like her face been, you know how now we got this saying about beat up? But I got a saying, some of them be jacked up. And so,
girl, I'm going to be nice today, but yes.
Yes. So give some tips, because we got a whole bunch of people on this call now. So tell us what we do too much of. Or what
I'll tell y'all, first of all, everybody is beautiful in their own way. And to me, I'm going to say this, makeup is not too cover up anything, although some people may want to cover up like some scars and stuff, which is cool. You could use makeup for whatever you want, no judgment and no condemnation as well too. I don't condemn anybody, but makeup is supposed to enhance your beauty, and it frustrates me. First of all, I'm gonna say this because you. First of all, it frustrates me when folks be like, "Oh, I don't know why this person wearing makeup. They don't need no makeup." Blah blah blah. To me, it's like mind your daggone business. Who cares if they wearing makeup or not? It's their face, it's not your face. Don't worry about why they're doing it. That's number one. Number two, the best tip with makeup is have good skincare. Moisturize. Well, cleanse, moisturize, exfoliate twice a week. I need to practice that as well. I do cleanse and moisturize. Exfoliate, tone when you have to. There are very excellent drugstore brands as much as excellent high-end brands as well, too. Also, three, with different foundations, you know, of course, finding the right shade is the right one. And it also goes according to the look you want to go. If you want, like, a sheer coverage foundation, like, sort of like a henna, like a bit of foundation, it's like sheer coverage. Then you have stuff that's, like, sheer light coverage, medium coverage, and then you have the full coverage as well, too. And then not only that, you don't have – you could go – as much as I love MAC, I also like the drugstore brand Black Opal because the foundation mm-hmm. sticks, like, they have – like, they have a lot of different coverage, like medium coverage, light coverage, full coverage, and stuff like that. And I also like Black Opal because it's actually a drugstore brand that is Black-owned, and they have colors that fit all shades of black because all shades of black is okay. Beautiful, honey. So.
So, look, the last time I got my face beat where I felt like, ooh, wow, I look so pretty, you know, they did it pretty, was when I got married, and that's 2011. And so I sat down in the girl's chair in MAC, and I looked like a clown when I finished. I had some pink stuff on my jaws, and I had some, I just looked like a hot mess, and she just thought she had did a real good job. And
ooh.
I didn't want to hurt her feelings. But I just look like a clown. Like, I like natural. I like things that accent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to tell her that I don't need, like, I look like gothic. You know, like, I don't know how to explain it. And I was so scared to take a picture. Yeah. And then, okay, I got another time when we let somebody, you know, do it. Like, you know how you have the house parties or whatever.
Yeah.
And for some reason, people be thinking, and you seen me on Facebook, but some people be thinking I need a whole lot of stuff. And so I'm like, well, Lord have mercy. I wonder what Jonathan would do with my face if I, if he would do, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, why is everybody putting all this stuff on me? Like, why do I have these pink jaws and these four different colors on my eyes that are not blending? I can't look like a superstar. Why
do
I look like a clown?
That's the key. You have to. Yes, I am a makeup artist, and I'm still in the process of learning, too. Every day we learn. You know, even if you've been in the industry for over 20 years, you still learn a lot of the trends and stuff. My thing is you have to blend. You have to have the proper brushes to blend. You know what I'm saying? Even if you do a natural eye, you blend and find the complex colors that complement you as well, too.
Right.
You know,
okay.
And then on top of that, I feel as though if you said a certain type of way, I'd be like, look, this is not how I like my face. I want it more natural. You know what I'm saying? So and then you have to think about highlighting and contouring too. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I give them a speech before I sit down. I be trying to tell them, you know, and then when I sit and I be like, okay, they're pulling out some colors. Okay, and so now I'm going to be in trouble. And then my husband, he was like, oh, wow. And, you know, he was trying to find nice words to say to me about my face after they finished.
Understandable.
He was like, oh, wow. Like, what is that? He said, are you going to plan on doing that every day? And so I wanted something that I could do, you know, and then add a little bit, you know, for special occasions.
Right.
So tell us one pet peeve you have when you're out in public and you see us, you know, with makeup on.
What pet peeve I have with people that don't have makeup on?
No, that do. You know, like when you see makeup on somebody, what makes you want to like scream? Like, who did that?
Girl. All right, first of all, oh my God, y'all crazy. It depends. First of all, like especially. I try not to critique people because I don't know people like that. But I'm going to tell you what kills me sometimes. I will say this.
Okay.
Eyelashes. Sometimes with the eyelashes.
Mm.
Some people, like one of my girlfriends, she does her eyelashes so beautifully. And it's natural. You know what I'm saying? Some people, when you do eyelashes, it's like you can see the damn glue sometimes. And I'm like, excuse my language, but I'm like. And I just be like, Lord Jesus, forgive me for the nasty thoughts I have in my head. And then when you, like a few years ago, they had the trend where everybody was going doing neutral lipstick, which I do like doing neutral lipstick. And a lot of people, when they do natural, my thing is with natural lipstick, just because your girlfriend is wearing that shade of nude You should not be wearing that same shade of nude. Everybody has different nude, neutral colors they have. You have some neutral colors that have more brown. You have some neutral colors that have more mauve or rose to it. You have some neutral color that has more peach in it, too. And then with some people, with not everybody, with some, you just have to blend. And the thing about it is, like, with certain ones, you have to – I'm a believer in lip pencils. I know a lot of people don't wear lip pencils, and I respect that. I'm a huge believer in lip pencils. Lip pencils can definitely add depth to your lips and blend it and just, you know – it can neutral lips more popping. Like, instead of you looking like you've been eating donuts or doing something nasty on the street corner or something. So,
Okay. So, we need to do better with that lining. Okay. Okay, so let's get
and
to the show.
Everybody doesn't have to wear a lip liner. That's preference. But if I'm doing a neutral lip on somebody, I prefer a lip liner, just me personally. Unless
well,
it's absolutely not needed.
Remember when we did the black?
You said what?
Do you remember when we did the black line?
The black line. What you mean, the cat eye?
Ryan, you live.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Hello? You said what?
You made me
I was
too
saying,
young.
Oh, you hit too young. Jonathan, you too young to know when we were doing the black. No, he just didn't hear us. The black line around your lip. Remember that?
Oh, girl, that's the 90s. I remember that, honey. I was born in 84. I remember the black lip liners. That was okay, because that was the 90s. That was the 90s, you know. I thought that was sexy back in the day. I was 10. I didn't know anything. So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so right now, but I like a neutral one now, so I'm with you on that. Okay, so tell us about the stuff. What does the stuff mean? What you got the book and stuff?
All right. Stuff means I can write about politics. I can write about people that annoy the hell out of me. Things that annoy the hell out of me, just things, stuff in general, politics and in general, you know what I'm saying? Not stuff is just anything that it irritates me. Or it is something I find fascinating or find funny or find great. Just that stuff.
Yeah, because the other day you was preaching on there about people that claim they appreciate you and just appreciate, you know, what you're doing when you long
Child,
you're doing something
else. I can get into a hole. That would be another hour we could talk about that. And I feel like this is what I tell people all the time about appreciating people. It's one thing to tell a person you appreciate them, but it's another way to show it. Even if you don't have the money. You don't have to have money to tell me you appreciate me. Do little things like write a letter to somebody. Text a person. You know, simple things. Write a nice email to them. Simple things. I'm a simple type of person. Write a letter, email, text somebody. Do a phone call. Just say, hey, I don't have much to say. I was just, you know, I appreciate and really love who you are and appreciate you as a person. Not just, you know, hit a person up and say, I appreciate you when you're doing something for them. That, to me, right there is fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't only say I appreciate you when you basically get in your way, getting a favor from me. Because that goes to show, like, nah, you don't really appreciate me like that. You just appreciate what I can do for you. And it's also, like, when I feel as though when you help a person in certain ways, and they keep begging you for the same thing over and over and over again. And then they're like, oh, when they say yes, they're like, oh, thank you, blah, blah, blah. Trying like, oh, I appreciate it. It's just like, back up. We're going to go about your business. Like, no. Just let's get this business transaction down. Keep it moving. Have a good day. Like, no.
Yeah, go on. Go on with all that.
Yeah, and this thing, because I think more so when I got back from South Carolina, because I went out of town over the summer to go visit my other mother. Well, the other aunt that raised me, my aunt mother down there, I went with my cousin's sister, who I'm always tagging on Facebook. I went down there over the summer, and when I got down there, I think I honestly had a revelation. It's like, you know what, Jonathan? As much as you outspoken, you too damn nice at times. You do let people walk over you and take advantage. You put your foot down and just say, no, F this. Let them know, like, look, if you ain't going to appreciate me, really, you can bounce and keep it moving. Because trust me, I do bad by myself.
Yeah, and then a lot of times, like you said on that video, you know, people, they long as it's convenient for them. And so that's
exactly
sad. Yeah, that's sad because people that are givers, which I'm a giver, I'm just on some other stuff this year. But I used to get my feelings hurt, you know, and I would give and then, get my feelings hurt. And then, look, all people say, well, I ain't asked you to do it. You ain't have to.
If you ask me to do something and then they tell me you can say no, I said you're right. The next time I will say no and let you deal with you by yourself. Because what you're not going to do is get smart with me. What you're not going to do is turn your nose up at me and treat me like I'm some kind of hoe off the street. That's what you're not going to do.
So another part I like about you is that you're very honest and positive. And when it comes now, I have not met Jonathan face-to-face. But Victoria Christopher Murray, as those of you know, we have a book together, but she's my mentor. And one day as I was going down my timeline, she was talking about her political twin. And I'm like, well, dog, ain't nobody got this passion as bad as Victoria. It could not possibly be nobody else in the world that can cover the politics. Now, I don't know if Victoria have room for y'all to add her, but if you're missing something that's going on right now with the election, Victoria cover it. Jonathan, like back to back.
Girl, I tried to re-add her because, you know, as you know, my page was hacked last Sunday. But let me tell you, she even taught me some things about politics. I call her my political twin. She even taught me some things about politics I didn't know, and I'm just like, well, damn, okay. And
yes,
I think more so.
Yes.
What you saying, babe?
Oh, I was just saying she is good. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. It's a little delay,
so
you know.
With it. But I'm like I said, with me personally with the election, I am over the election. I'm just over the election, period. But I am going to go vote, but I'm just over it. But she is excellent in pointing down policy, behind the policy. Mm-hmm. And I think more when I get excited about politics, I think more like the demographics, especially like the red and blue states. Not just the red and blue states, but the counties inside the different states, especially like, you have the big swing states, such as, for example, Florida is one, and Ohio. I got really excited, especially the different counties that vote Republican or vote Democratic, such as, for example, South Florida, which is Palm Beach, Broward County, and Miami-Dade, which is the South Florida district. They vote heavily Democratic due to the different diversity of community down there. The Hispanic, African-Americans, a huge gay and lesbian community down there. And I also get excited about, like, Central Florida on the I-4, I call it the I-4 corridor, which is, like, very much swingy. Orange County, I forgot that county that Kissimmee's in. But basically, like, the Daytona, Orlando, Tampa area, which is a huge, St. Pete's area, which is a huge decide the fact of who Florida is going for the election year, which I'm praying they do go blue, but anyway. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then with the time zone as well, and I'm not going to be too long on this, but with the time zone as well in Florida, people don't know, Florida is split in between two time zones, Eastern and Central. They wait till the Central time zone turns because they're out behind us. They wait till the Central time zone turn all their ballots in to see where the state is going. So
gotcha.
I get really excited about that, and with the Senate and House as well, too. And what I tell people all the time, yes, the presidential election is important. But if you think about it, you need to research your senators and your people that's representing you in the House of Representatives as well, too, especially in the primaries, so you want to go forward to the general election. Because who do vote for in the primary, and they excuse my French, and I hate to cuss on here, and they some shit in the later election, that's a problem. Like, y'all should have went out there as much as we go research other things like concert shoes, purses, and other stuff. You should be doing the same out there for your community and who is representing you in the community.
Yeah, because a lot of us don't know. And I learned a lot by following you and Victoria. Like, I'm telling you, and I hate to say this, but I'm telling you the truth. I would vote because I'm voting Democrat. It was not until I met Victoria, which was being 3 years ago, that I realized, Princess, you need to do some research on these other people. You know what I'm saying?
Honey.
You need to do
I am a staunch Democrat myself because, first of all, I live here in Washington, D.C. 76% of the voters here are Democratic. Anyway, this is a very loyal and local blue city anyway. We're very, like politics are so liberal up here. Plus you got majority of gay and lesbians now living up here now in 2016, and at one point this was chocolate city. So mm-hmm. I am a huge Democrat still, but then it's a lot of things I also have to think about as well too when dealing with some of these crazy politicians as well too. So I have been in my business too. I learned that from Victoria as well, and mm-hmm. I also learned that some Democrats, they could be a Democrat, but they got something to do all Democrats or more moderate to conservative in their politics too. They may be more liberal on other issues, but they're more moderate and conservative of their own politics well too. Me personally, on some issues, I am very more towards the left, like liberal on issues, but in certain issues, I'm very much moderate on their too, as well myself.
Gotcha. So look, y'all, if you're on the show, I have a question already, but while I prepare this question for Jonathan, if you have a question and you're listening online, you would have to type it in that Facebook post that I put on a little earlier showing you the link and where I will be taking questions. If you are online right now as far as telephone line, then you just press 1 and I'll allow you to ask the question yourself. Now, I have a question from my mom. She didn't press 1, Jonathan. She sent it to me by text, but she is on the line. What I'm going to do is let her ask you, so give me a second while I open up her line. Let her ask you what it is, and this is my real mama. Okay. Mama, you on the phone?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm so glad you're there. I have been fighting with eczema since I was 5 years old.
Ooh.
But when I moved to Atlanta, it completely disappeared.
Ooh, awesome.
I lived in Atlanta for 30 years, and then when I moved back to a rural area, next thing I know, I'd been here within maybe 3 days, it flared back up.
Ooh.
So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I had a comfort, I would say, a line of skincare for sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
But every summer, if I go outside in the sun and those sun's rays, it would cause it to flare back up. And I always have had like a natural look with even with mm-hmm. my skincare, my coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But this summer, the sun decided to burn around my mouth area. Yes, it has been rough. Because the sun has been hotter here than it's been in a while. I think we hit a record last week. So now I've got these light-colored portions of my skin, and this other part is dark, as though I'm trying to grow a mustache or a beard or something.
I feel you.
Praise God. And then when I buried my son a couple of years ago, next thing I knew, I had these red, bumpy cheeks. I knew not what that was because I've dealt with eczema, but I didn't know what this was. I thought maybe it was the measles.
Ooh.
Well, I went to the dermatologist, and they said it was rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately said to them, I didn't know women of color got that. I didn't know we got rosacea. I just thought it was for the Caucasians.
Yeah.
So now, Jonathan, I'm dealing with eczema and rosacea.
Ooh, Lord.
So I'm trying to see what I can do differently to kind of protect my skin from the sun's rays.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, with skincare, it depends on the person and what you're dealing with as well, too.
Yes.
I tell people to, you know, cleanse and moisturize. But, like, with different brands of skincare, with moisturizing and cover-up as well, it just depends on what your needs is as well. I'm not going to claim I'm a skincare expert because I'm not. I just know the basics. But
yes,
with eczema, I know definitely it does depend on the environment as well, where you are as well. Because I have dry skin and eczema, dry skin myself. So
yes,
You have to more. That's the one thing I tell people, because you're in the rural area now. You have to cleanse, not only cleanse, drink water. Of course, you have to keep moisturized with water.
Yes.
Definitely moisturize a good, like whatever moisturizer you love and you it was good for you. Definitely do it. And sometimes you may have to. Excuse me, this water good. It depends on what area you, and you may have to sometimes if your skin, your current moisturizer is good for you. And where you're living, residing now, keep it. But sometimes, in some cases, depending on the year, not even the years, but like the area you in, depending on how the weather patterns are, the environment patterns are, you may have to probably switch off and on, depending on if it's not.
Yes.
Now, rosacea, on the other hand, I'm going to keep the 3000. I don't know too much about rosacea. I would definitely,
I said, right, because I didn't. I literally couldn't figure out what that was until I went to the dermatologist. She said, you have rosacea. And I looked at her like, are you serious? But,
she
Jonathan, I'm going to tell you the truth, absolute truth. They gave me this prescription for a capsule. It's a pill. And then they also gave me a cream. But this capsule, if I had not been able to get some help with it, would have cost me $799.
Oh, Jesus.
For 1 month.
$700 what?
Because at first the pharmacist said $800, and I said, don't say that to me. I'm already broken. I mean, don't do that.
Girl.
He said, no, I change it. He said, I'll change it. It's $799.
Hold on. He said it was $800, and then he changed it to what?
$799. Because, see, I told him that she said it was due to the stress of so many things. I buried my son, so on and
that
so forth. A lot
of
things.
Too.
Yes, that's what the doctor said. So she gave me this prescription, not knowing that it was going to be $799.
See, that's the thing with skincare also. Skincare should be under, like, healthcare, like, under Healthcare Act, too. It should be costly, especially those who are, I'm not going to assume that you're elderly, but especially those who are elderly are dealing with or low income or disabled, you know. They should have a cut off course of that because skincare is part of healthcare, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is.
But with rosacea.
Okay. Hang on 1 second, y'all. We got somebody that pressed one. Y'all hang on 1 second. Mama, say I'm going to leave you. Hold on. Caller ending in 8323. You're on the line. I'm not going to call out your whole number because I don't want to give out your
number. I'm here.
Okay.
I just had the phone on the resource there. I didn't have a question for Jonathan. I just want to show my support because that's my boo thing. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, Jonathan. And thanks, Princess, for having him on the show. That's all I want to show.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Jonathan,
what was
that? We didn't
get
the name.
I think
that was Osayer.
Oh,
that was
Osayer. Oh.
That's my boot thing. That's Osayer.
Oh, yeah, that's another boot review. Yes. These
awesome.
Are the real
she's
people.
Amazing as well, too. Yeah, she's really amazing.
Know.
One of the nicest people I've met. Most genuine.
I don't even know who. That one day when she voiced her opinion, I'm going to have her on the show, too, because I like people to tell the truth. So
oh, yeah.
She,
my goodness. That's my.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, that's my baby right there. I love her.
saying the wrong thing, you know, as an author, I kind of went off on her supporters, you know, fans or whatever, and she just kept it real, and she went right on and kept it moving. I said, yes, ma'am. Now,
that's what she do, and I'm here for it.
Yes, look, and because of her, when I went to, I had an idea of who, because she didn't blast the author's name or nothing like that. She didn't do that, for those of you that are listening. But I saw some other author post some crazy stuff, and so I remembered that author's name. So when I went to the Hastings, going out of business sale, I left all that author books on that shelf. I said, they'll be boxing this one up, because you don't know how to talk to folks. So, I thank your friend for that because she really, like, that blessed me. Because I felt like, why would you talk to people like this? And I'm an author myself. Now, I fussed at my family members the other day for not supporting me and asking me to tell them the whole story before they'll buy my book, which is retarded. And so, yeah, I had to say something about that. But I will never say to my family, you know what I'm saying, to people who follow and people who support me, you know, some ugly
right.
stuff. So,
and I understand that about support, too. It's hard out here. Like, when me started with makeup, I started in 2011. It is hard to get support out here for makeup, for people doing getting makeup done and stuff, like, or getting your business out there is a hard thing. And that, I think, on that led me into a huge depression as well, which I am finally coming out of after about two and a half years, I'm finally coming out of this deep depression there. So it's been hard. I understand totally.
Yes. Okay, Dewan's next. She's your next question.
Hey, Dewan.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Yeah, fine. How are you, honey?
I'm good. You know, when I called you the other night, I meant to ask you this question, but I got excited about Black Opal being cheaper than MAC. I bought a MAC silver lipstick because I saw somebody wear it.
A MAC? You said a MAC or a MAC?
No. MAC, M-A-T-T-E.
Oh, MAC,
And I put it on, and then, like, when I look back in the mirror, it's like I had ashy lips. It's like the middle was gone, and just the everything. I was like choking from New York City, for real.
Girl, so time out. So are you telling me you put a silver lipstick on, like a MAC silver lipstick?
Yes, because it looks so good on the lady.
Let me ask you a question. What do you remember the shade of the lipstick?
No, because it was from the beauty supply store.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is that a color for the one? Like really? Like silver?
You said what?
Is that a color like for the one's complexion?
Is the color
pink? Yeah, I'm asking because you went and got a silver. You said because you were looking at somebody else. Jonathan just told us. We can't get
It was looking good. It looked good when I first put it on, too. And then it started looking, I guess I put too much on. And then
depends on which brand you buy because I like, don't get me wrong, some beauty supply stores' brand is good. And I'm not because I like some of the stuff, some kisses, like Ruby Kisses, some of that stuff is good. But after a while, sometimes, like I said, some things you don't have to spend a lot of money on, but then some things you have to be real careful on buying from the beauty supply store, too.
Okay.
And with that silver lipstick, on the other hand, you can do it. Maybe if you do a brown lip liner with it, it could probably pop more, I guess, or it could really make the compliment the lipstick more, too.
Okay.
That's just my thing. But I definitely am like the type of person is experiment and see as well too.
Okay. Okay.
I want you to send me a picture of that because I done created something in my head and I'm gonna need you to help me erase that. I can't even imagine what that would look like.
I'm gonna text you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. We're going to have to post that and be like, this is what the woman was talking about. Because, girl, some of us is, like, if it's like me. Anyway, I'm going to move along. Okay. This is a question from, now, I didn't say this earlier, but another thing I like about Jonathan is he is who he is. And he's a very kind-hearted person, straightforward or whatever, and I really love, follow him on Facebook. And so I have a friend, my friend Sean, who lives in Atlanta. And Sean denied who he really was for a very long time, trying to, I guess, entertain us. But I always told him he was gay. I said it from the very first time we met each other. He's like, why you call me that? And I said, you gay. And so just the other day, he put something on his post, which I already knew, you know, when I did my book signing in Atlanta, he came or whatever. But he put something on his page talking about it's National Come Out of the Closet Day. And I'm like, is this an announcement or are you just reminding yourself? Because we already had this. You know what I'm saying? Like, why we got to keep talking about this? So,
Well, now you can see your question because I'm gonna have some answers for that too.
Yeah. So for a long time, when you have a friend like Princess, you don't have to keep things from me. You don't have to hide things because I'm telling you, I have made so many mistakes in my life. I've done so many things that it is who I am. And if you can't deal with it, then you do need to find somebody else to holler at because I'm not going to try to hide myself, change myself. I'm not playing myself down no more. I'm not trying to please people because, you know, some of straight people is retarded, if you ask me. And so I didn't understand for a long time why he kept on trying to hide this stuff because I love Sean to death, but he wasn't around people who could pass judgment or who had room to even say anything to him. And as a friend, you know what I'm saying? I was like, come out the closet. Just stop all this. What is we doing? Like, you done changed your picture to 5 different colors, and we know that's a rainbow. Stop all this crazy stuff. So, Jonathan, tell me when you came out, and was you already out there? Was you okay with it? Did you have support? Like, how did this happen for you?
Girl. You know, it's about to be it's going to be a story, but I'm going to got you. Okay. So, my coming out story was actually, everybody coming out story is different for number one. Okay. I grew up in sort of a religious, spiritual household, you know what I'm saying? And think about it. I came out the world, I already knew who I was when I was like 9 or 10 years old. This is back in 1994. Now,
okay.
Think about it. I'm born and raised here in Washington, Southeast Washington, D.C., number one. D.C., mm-hmm. number two, is a southern city, regardless of anybody say, it's still the South.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even back then, the southern cities could be more conservative, especially when it came to sexuality, especially quote unquote alternative lifestyles. Even back then, even some now, but not as much. This was like 20, 22 years ago. My coming out story. I mean, I knew who I was. I just used to skirt around the question. I'm not gonna front. I did. Because I was 10. What do I know about sexual orientation at 10? But I knew something was different.
Right.
I was always secure of me and my personality, but was I always secure of my orientation? Not all the time. I had a lot of demons I dealt with, especially with the whole with religion and growing up in the church and being taught certain things about homosexuality that was bad, that was... It, to me, I felt people would always say being gay is worse than you. A lot of man beating his wife or something, or your partner getting cheated on or stealing and whatnot. I felt that for a long time. At 11, I used to, and I'm going to say part of the reason that it was just a lot going on, and that was part of the reason at 11 I used to self-mutilate myself. And those who don't know what self-mutilation means, that means I used to cut myself. That's at 11 years old. Imagine somebody at 11 years old cutting themselves over orientation. That is something I would never wish on my worst enemy. Some real stuff. As an adult, it took me a long time after probably about 20, I was just like, you know what? I am who I am. You don't like it? Screw you. Go screw yourself. I don't care anymore. And I felt especially within the gay community itself, and to me, I feel as though when it comes to people coming out the closet or being proud of who they am, one thing I say, you have to let people come out on their own terms. And although I understand with you and your friend, because you're a very non-judgmental person, people have to be comfortable to come out when they want to come out. Although I don't believe people should deny themselves, at the same time, I feel as though at the same time when you come out, they have to be on their own terms and when they're comfortable and ready. But I don't believe in – I honestly don't believe – don't especially those who are more discreet about their orientation, which is fine. I don't believe in the cover, meaning dating women to cover up who you are as a person, especially if that woman falls in love with you. I believe in always being honest. But even though I don't believe in it, I understand it. I understand mm-hmm. why, because in the black community, especially with LGBT issues, in the black gay community alone, I mean, yes, we're supportive, but in the black community alone, although it's 2016 and we have become more progressive about it, it's still a lot of judgment and it's still a lot of sneers and stuff behind it. Me personally, I tell a person all the time, what if me, whoever I love or whoever I'm sleeping with in my bed at night or whatever I'm doing, what does that have to do with you as a person? My thing is, like I said before, I had put this on Instagram, your job is to sit there, support me, be my friend and ask, what should I wear to your wedding? That's it. If you cannot do that, you can roll out and go about your business, Shawty.
Yeah.
But trust me, I will.
He asked me if he got married, would I come? Why wouldn't I? You've been knowing me 100 years. Why wouldn't I? And what are you talking about? But like I say, everybody not like me. So, but he spent a large amount of time with me. And so I was just so glad that we didn't have, I don't like it when people have to live lives. And that's the only reason why I brought that up. Because no matter
you
what
said you don't
situation,
like this, you don't like when people do what?
When they have to live a lie, you know, or pretend
right.
to be something that they're not. And you know what I'm saying? Because of who they're surrounded by. I told him, find you some new friends then, because I'm tired of you being so miserable. And he was like you. He got very depressed. He would go into these depressions. And those of you that are listening on the line, you not accepting people for who they are and trying to be judgmental causes people sometimes to be suicidal. It causes people to do like Jonathan said, hurt themselves, because everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be accepted for who they are. Some of y'all got stank attitudes and you straight and you worse to me than some people who have disabilities. You're worse to me than some people who, you know, have illnesses that are very mean, that's, you know, been mean a long time. But it's just time out for us to stop judging people and just love people, you know. And if you can't do that, then, like John said, go somewhere. Go on, sit down somewhere. Like, go on. Like, go on.
And I
like
people
enough.
All the time, y'all so quick to judge people on their sexual orientations or what they're dealing with, when y'all probably do worse stuff behind the closet doors. And trust, believe me, if I was real nasty and cruel, I could expose people, but I'm not that type of person to expose somebody's business out there on the streets. So for those listening who have a problem with me being gay, going about your business. That's what you could do. Going about your business, and I still wish you the best, and I still wish you all the happiness in the world. That's what I'm going to tell you. For those who don't and who can still rock with me, cool, we're going to be rocking this at the end of time. That's it.
Yeah. And like I said, my friend is very loyal, and has never changed, not one time. So I'm just not that kind of person. I just feel like, it's a waste of time. Like you said, I don't have nothing to do with what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't
exactly.
have nothing to do with
and that's it. And this is me. Everybody knows I'm loyal. I'm a friend. When I'm a friend, I'm a friend. I'm loyal to you. If you do something to cross me one time, that's the it. Because once you cross me, I could be a very unforgiving person. And mm-hmm. although on certain things I can be very unforgiving, it's some things I'm forgiving others and forgiving myself for, especially with my business, with makeup business and stuff. I'm learning how to forgive others as well, too.
Yeah, see, that's the only thing I'd be concerned about as your friend. I'd be like, Jonathan, just forgive them and go on. But other than that, I don't have nothing. And if you're on the call right now and you have a question, you have the freedom now to press 1. Tell me how to pronounce, because I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Book, what was your friend's name? Asari? Is that it?
Osayer.
Osayer. Okay.
Osayer.
So I was right. Okay. Osayer, the one is asking me to ask you questions, so that means I'm going to have to call you and talk to you, see if you can come on this show, because she's trying to get me in trouble. This is Johnson's show, and she asking me to ask you.
I'm Osayer.
The one. Say something.
No.
Don't ask me.
I'm putting on my favorite lipstick.
Hello?
See, you heard how she talking about she over there putting on her silver lipstick.
Girl, bye. But I also have to tell you about mental illness as well, too, if you want me to talk about that as well, too.
Yes, because I wanted, like I said, I wanted you to say something about that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when I was 16, 17 years old, I was officially clinically diagnosed as bipolar with some sort of schizophrenia, with Asperger's as well, paranoia. I have a lot. It's a lot going on I deal with every day. Mm-hmm. And, now they're opening up more about mental illness as well, too. I have a few books that I love to read about when you're dealing with mental illness, not just bipolar. You have, although the book by Rashonda Tate Billingsley, The Secret She Kept, is a good book that you definitely should read about her. And there's a movie now, y'all, so, yeah, it's a plug-in.
Mm-hmm.
You also have, and I'm going to say this, and people may not understand, another book I talk about is called Nervous by Zane, that deals with multiple personality disorders as well, too. Yes, it's quote-unquote, oh, it's freaky, blah, 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 but that book actually really helped me a lot dealing with my own mental illness, although I don't have multiple personality disorder. Excuse me. It helped me understand and accept myself more and be able to talk about it more, although sometimes I stop talking about it as well, too, per se, because.
But I want to say this. Talk about it. Dewan deals with, what's yours, Dewan? Bipolar?
Bipolar and suicide ideation.
Okay. The reason why I wanted her to say that again and Jonathan to share what he's sharing. Listen, it's a lot of us walking around here with mental illness and we don't want to get checked out because we think somebody will call us crazy. They already calling us crazy. So I'd rather folks get some help. Because I'm telling you, you need to be able to function. This world is crazy enough. You need to be able to function. You need to know if you have some chemical imbalances and not be ashamed. And that's another thing that I'm very proud of Jonathan for, because he is not ashamed to let you know. He does different things. Like I said, if you follow him on Facebook, you'll see what I'm talking about. But he does different things. He's very active in the community. He shares information. He tells you to go get HIV checks. Y'all can think AIDS is gone somewhere if you want to. It ain't gone nowhere.
It ain't gone no daggone way. Yeah, excuse me for interrupting you. And that's story I get so passionate about. And I get so freaking angry about when people are so damn ignorant about this disease. This disease has not gone anywhere. Yes, it's medications out here you can take for you to be undetectable now, yes. But this disease has not gone anywhere. And it's so ignorant sometimes, and it frustrates me when people just ignore when people are talking about safe sex, talking about condom use and stuff like that. And to me, when I talk about reproductive rights, I'm not just talking about abortion. I'm talking about being able to make safe sexual choices, such as not just birth control, by using condoms, using the female condoms. You know, kids out here, and I hate to say it, yes, it's not a, it's, y'all don't want to be a reality. Kids out here, young as what, 11, 12 years old, out here having sex. So my thing is, if they're old enough to be out here having sex and doing God knows what out here, they should be old enough to sit down and have a real raw talk about HIV about out here. And I feel, especially, we should be talking about it. You know, if you're talking about sex ed, y'all should be talking about this as young as probably like fifth or sixth grade about HIV at an age-appropriate level. Y'all should be telling them, hey, you don't have to go out here and have sex because everybody else is having sex. You know, you can save yourself if you want to, but if you do, you could use a condom. Of course, you don't want your kid, don't encourage no kids to go out. And I'm not encouraging kids to go out here and have sex, but I'm telling you, it's certain things you should definitely talk to your children about. And then on top of that, not only that, you have the judgmental attitudes of people that are not, probably are, may not be living with the virus, have their uppity attitudes about it. Oh, well, if that person wasn't doing it, how do you know how that person contracted the virus? And that's what kills me. It's like, instead of you doing research, people just open their big mouths sometimes, judge somebody without being ignorant. Now, I had a situation at work. I had a family member who was infected with HIV. I Mac has a program that deals with Viva Glam, that basically all the proceeds from Viva Glam goes towards AIDS charities or helping men, women, and children who are affected by the virus. a person to me, because I preach about it a lot, this person asked me if I had it. Now, one thing about me, I don't mind some of the questions, like if you had it, but one thing I tell people, do not assume that because I preach about it, I have it. And for the record, no, I don't have HIV, as a matter of fact. I got tested probably like a month ago. So, yes, you see my test results. But at the same time, you shouldn't just assume that just because a person is preaching about it that they had the virus or something. It could be somebody that was close to them that have it, or it could be something that's always been a huge concern about them. Don't ask that kind of question. It depends on especially the way you ask it could be very offensive as well too. But if you honestly want to sit down and be like, hey, can I ask you a question in a nice way, that's fine. But when you're offensive or trying to make a joke about it, that to me that really pisses me off, and it goes to show how ignorant and stupid and shallow and judgmental and disgusting people are when they do that.
That's so true. Hold on, I got a question for you. We have four minutes left, but I have a question. Hold on, let me open up. Yes, caller 8323.
Hello?
It said that he had a question, but you know. Hold on. Let me try it one more time. Caller 8323. I'm going to close the line because I don't want to use up all your time. It's showing three people. Okay. All right. But yes, I wanted you to share that part. We have just a few more minutes, or like 3 minutes, and then she'll start doing the countdown like at the end of one. So is there anything you want to talk to us about? It's already people asking me to ask you to come back on the show, and you know I do not mind at all. And I'm going to do some special shows because I've been asked to do some. So I want to do one on AIDS. I want to and you to come back with me, please. And I want to educate people because the truth heals hurt, and that's what my show is about. My show is about not being ignorant.
That's fine, and I would definitely talk more about more of my journey being an HIV advocate on a future show as well, too.
Okay, see, I want to do that. I want to talk about things like that. I wanted people to get to know you, see why I was so excited about you coming on the show. Like I said,
and
you can
also,
get so
let me just say this is one thing about AIDS and HIV real quick. December 1st is World AIDS Day, so I always put my ribbon up in honor of those who are living with the virus and who has suffered from dying from the epidemic. And not only that, February 7th is actually National Black HIV AIDS Awareness. So I always try to make people aware of different things you can do in your community by getting tested, educating, and things like that. That's all.
Okay, so I'm sorry for those of you that are not following Jonathan now. I don't know what his process is to wean y'all out or see if y'all crazy before adding y'all. But I'm telling you, I learned so much by just going, you know, connecting with him. There's so much information. And Angela, my friend, Angela Addy, now you're going to see a friend request from her, Jonathan. I'm telling you ahead of time,
okay,
so you'll know that. But you're going to receive a friend request from her because she just asked on Facebook, can I add him on Facebook? Now, that is Jonathan.
Yeah,
but I'm telling y'all, if you want to get some information, these people, they are very, very, full of information. And I'm telling you, a lot of stuff I've learned just from following Jonathan. That's why I was so excited. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to bring some clothes. And it's a sad close because it was such a good call. We covered so much. One more thing.
I will be back in December, back in January with Books, Beauty, and Stuff. I have not left. I'm just taking some mental and just some rest for now. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got 60 seconds for those of you that are on the call. We can continue this conversation by Facebook. Next time I know to do my call longer. Look, they gave us 30 minutes, but I knew that wasn't going to work. I'm so excited about this. Of course, I'm going to have Jonathan back. He has agreed to come back. Y'all heard him now, so I'm going to send him something and see if he can come back in December and talk to us about it, maybe around that first week, Jonathan, so look at your calendar. All right?
Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. If you have any more questions for Jonathan, you can go into that time Facebook timeline post that I put. People are still chatting over there if you like to ask another question. If you want to send him a friend request, please know that he has the choice to add you. Go to Books, Beauty, and Stuff. There's a book.
They can like my fan page, and they can also add me and Jonathan Royden, too.
Yes. Okay, y'all heard him now.
Oh, no, it's time to go. But I'll be back next week, same day, same time, but with a different guest. I'm out. Oh, oh, oh.